It's time for the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse here along with Noah. Noah, we're back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. What do we got on this Friday?
So for Friday today, I just wanted to do something a little subtle. Most people know about horses, you know. Mm-hmm. And most people know that they do sleep standing up, right? They typically don't lay down and sleep. But why is that, you know? And so I found something that's kind of about it. So I guess the Did You Know Show is Did You Know That Horses Sleep Standing Up?
Okay.
Most people do. But here's the science behind it, okay? So these big animals, the horses, the wild ones out in the plains, they're pretty vulnerable to predators if they're asleep, right? So they've evolved part of the anatomy to where they sleep standing up. And it's a system of ligaments and tendons, and it's called the stay apparatus. Like, I don't know why they couldn't have come up with a cooler name than stay apparatus, but whatever. So it's called the stay apparatus, and what it does is it locks all their ligaments in place, and the creatures can now stand upright without actively using any muscles, and they can sit there and sleep, and it helps them be able to flee at a moment's notice. Zebras and elephants, among other large creatures, use very similar systems to these to where they don't have to lay down and actually sleep as well. But horses do have to lie down for REM sleep, which is the rapid eye movement sleep, which most people in humans, we understand that's when we're dreaming. Mm-hmm. And so for horses actually enter that type of sleep, they do have to lay down. So they typically do that whenever they're in herds. And if you see horses laying down amongst the herd or whatever, gotcha. they are sleeping, but they can sleep laying down, or they can start this, engage the stay apparatus mode.
I think it's cool, that evolution type stuff, because, you know, if I was a predator, you know, lions and stuff walking around the jungle, whether it's a horse, of course not, but you mentioned zebras and elephants too.
Yeah.
It's a lot more intimidating if it's a big elephant standing up or a zebra standing up. You're like, I don't think I want to try to chase after this. You know, even if you don't realize it's asleep at the time.
Yeah, I'd much rather be standing up than laying down.
Cool. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why they sleep standing up.
Very interesting. Well, I've got one that I think is pretty interesting. Did you know that George Washington did not know that dinosaurs existed?
Did not know. Like, yes. Did he not believe didn't?
Nobody knew at that time.
Oh, okay. So I guess that makes sense.
Dinosaurs weren't discovered until the 1677s, but at that time, they didn't know what the fossils were. They thought they were bones of other animals or of just humans. So
those are some big human bones.
Right, you would think. But it wasn't until the 1820s whenever the geologist figured out that they were actually creatures that were extinct. And then that's when dinosaurs, we just learned that there was a whole type of group of creatures that existed well before us that we didn't know about until the 1820s. So
that's actually not
when
that.
When the United States started, nobody even knew about dinosaurs.
Nobody knew about dinosaurs. I mean, you think about it, you feel like we've known for forever, but. I mean, even though 1800 is a long time ago, it's still not that long ago, you know? That's pretty impressive.
Pretty crazy. Yeah, that's interesting nuts. How that history kind of connects, you know, what happened back then, trying to get a sense of how life was and, you know, what kind of knowledge they knew and what they didn't.
Imagine just pulling up one of those bones and be like, this was a big, tall human.
Yeah. It had to have been, right? They didn't have any other solution.
I guess not. All right.
Well, some good facts for you on this Friday. Noah, thanks for sticking around and doing the Did You Know Show with us, and we'll be back on Monday with another episode.